This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. What happens when they've got your number over and over and over again? It all began when Michael began getting thousands of telephone calls he didn't want. It turned out that WhitePages.com had listed Michael's phone number as Comcast's phone of Virginia. Michael immediately notified WhitePages.com of the mistake, but not only didn't they remove the listing, they actually sold the number, which appeared in the 2012 Yellow Book, for the entire northern Shenandoah Valley. Well, Michael, appearing now in both white and yellow, saw red and sued for green. He claimed he suffered extreme emotional distress and, not surprising, ringing in his ears. But the court basically hung up on Michael's case. It seems that the Federal Communications Decency Act bars lawsuits seeking to hold online services liable as publishers of information that comes from a third-party user, even if they fail to remove an erroneous listing. So, Michael, maybe it's time to become a cable guy because it's sorry, wrong number, no rights at all. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.